This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Minutes before 10 on MUT Radio. That is Usbahle featuring Black Diamond. That's what it's written here. Usbahle featuring Black Diamond. Is that the case? Yeah. Okay. I don't want to say Black Diamond featuring Usbahle. Oh, beautiful man. Ubanobayaz. Ubanobayaz, Guti will have her in studio.
I know.
Oh, man. We have Usbahle in studio today. She's joining us live. Uzobona even on our socials. Oh, she's beautiful.
She's gorgeous. I think beautiful she's is an beautiful. Understatement. Nee? She looks delicious.
Well, at least you said it. Welcome on Ivukubangene Breakfast Show, Usbahle.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you. Ubanobayaz ngempela. Tell us about this song quickly, nje. Mina, I would say ngikwazi ngalengo.
Yes, really? Me too.
Nee,
me too.
Yeah.
You don't know I'm London.
Oh, yes.
Oh, really? Was it before this one? Yes. Oh, okay. Ah, no. Oh, beautiful. Oh, okay. Usbahle, Ubanobayazi. Before Emlanjeni, what were you doing?
I was doing covers. Mm-hmm. And did I greet you guys?
Okay, yeah. No.
So before me being an artist. I was doing covers and futhi ngangifunda. So
okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I don't want to say I dropped out, but I did.
Okay.
I was doing covers and just trying to push my passion. I was actually doing it like being answered it because it's like I was so passionate about it. So I grew into loving music and then
No, where is Usbahle from? Taking back now to a 5 year old. Ukulele go.
Kulele la imlazi yas. I grew up in the winning is a simlazi so ngihlaleka R.
Hey, funuma mention your bonke so that is a tie wanga sekai.
Yeah, ngihlaleka R ngasuka R ngayaka J ngasuka J ngaza ePilan.
Oh,
so now I stay Kawai ePilan.
ePilan.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Music, has it always been your in thing. Your mind?
I live music, I breathe music. When I wake up and you say do this, I'm gonna do it with pleasure.
Is it because maybe you grew up in a musical background? No much, it's your thing.
I feel like it's my thing because even when I'm facing challenges, it becomes really hard for me to like I hear people bet losing his music. I never get that. No matter what I go through in my music journey, but then I always have this drive. I don't know where it comes from, but whoever keep on doing it.
Maybe it's God.
And Wakula, when do you start now professionally in the music industry? Who did you contact first? How did that go about?
I contacted a lady, Yolanda Tenge. She's from Afro Divas Project. They perform Sophia Town songs and like different songs, covers and stuff. They have original songs now. But I used to perform live with Gabo, Shaka, Marie, Jay. We used to perform literally everywhere. It was a live band type of situation. So I contacted her. I was still doing grade 10. I was like, I'm a singer. I love your music. Can I please sing with you guys? And they invited me to the rehearsal. I went there and then we did our thing. And then I started performing for money now.
Okay. Massive.
Yeah. So I didn't like, I've never been like a school girly.
Sure.
But I used to pass a school, but then
you didn't like school.
So my dad always pushed in the world into school before anything. So I had to get a few certificates and of which I did get. And then that's when I started taking this thing seriously. So During that time when I was gigging with Afro Divas, doing those covers, I believe what I was improving. There was a this is Sheila right now.
Mm-hmm.
May so rest in peace. He believed in me with his wife Yolanda. They believed in me. Even when I was performing, and pelabona bebe dance. I mean, I can't even dance. Like I can't dance to save my life. So I used to do weird stuff, and they used to say, "Yeah, do it." And even when it comes to performing for people, I never used to like starting songs. So I feel like in improving when I was with them, and ngaqhubeka ngenza ama covers because I didn't stop doing covers. Mm-hmm. I continued doing covers while I was gigging. So yeah.
Beautiful one, man. So I wouldn't say you were never an upcoming artist.
Yes.
I think I was once. But it was even before I released my own music, so I wouldn't call myself an upcoming artist.
Sure.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful story to tell as well. Mm-hmm. Now we see you, Kulia label, that one. I don't want to go there that much, but obviously you recorded some songs there.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. How was it like working with other artists in the industry?
Okay. Firstly, how I went to Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm.
I was called by Undu with Black Diamond.
Sure.
Called me. I was like, we want to work. A friend of mine she's a friend of mine now. She was never a friend of mine.
Big age.
Okay.
So she lied and she said, she's my friend. She posted a video of mine and Du liked it. He was like, who's this girl? I want to sign her. And then she was like, it's my friend. So she went there and she DM'd me. She got my number and she sent it to him. He called me. And then that's when I went
to Joburg. Sure.
No, it was even before I went to Johannesburg. They invited me to a show as my first time going to a show because Minekang. So when my dad used to go with me yonke indawo la ngiyakhona. So whether ngiyakwi rehearsal is there, especially magna man besilisa
ngenkinga.
So laphayana wangidedela nje ukuthi ngihambe. I feel like he felt comfortable with the guys. So I left. Recorded Emlanjeni. I recorded it while I was in Durban. They came at Durban. Basically, we showed us Java. A week after we recorded Emlanjeni, and then the following week, I went to Johannesburg. We had to drop very fast. Everything was just they were fast. So yeah, it's been a really exciting journey.
Oh, beautiful!
It's been a really exciting journey. Yeah.
Okay, no, because of time, let's go to this song. When we come back, we're just gonna speak about it quickly because we've like 5 minutes before the end of the show. Smile, it's a new one, right?
Yeah.
I'm so excited about this one, man. Let's go to it. This one is called Ngisuke Kuwe, featuring who's this? Maglax.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to on MUT Radio. It's a new one.
Yeah.
It's Ngisuke Kuwe.
Ngisuke Kuwe.
Ngisuke Kuwe.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm basically saying
Ngisuke Kuwe.
Yeah.
Who's that?
When I was Ngisuke Kuwe.
Hey, I'm speaking for everybody who's in
relationship.
Sure.
Sure. But what is the song about? Just ukhuluma nobani kule ngoma le?
I would say since we're like Kula Min, it's a lady speaking to person.
Okay.
Phela manje nabantu abadala bangilalele nje. Intombazanyana nje ikhuluma nomuntu wayo ithi sithandwa sami.
Ngingisuke kuwena.
I'm always going to be beside you noma ngathiwa kunjani. Ngizalela abantwana njengoba nje ihamba izisonzalo. Ethi ngizokuzalela abantwana, ngisuke sengesonzalo sami. Ethi ngizongiphatha njengeqanda.
I'm
just expressing my love. I mean, I'm all about love.
Okay.
Yeah, literally in every song of mine, it's always going to be about love or life.
Does it align with your life per se, or
your
you
love
just,
life?
Yeah, and jukpela.
Sometimes, most of the time, it's not aligned.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But. Dedicated to your special somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
want to
go too deep.
Because of time, it's
available on all DSPs. And yeah, please follow my YouTube channel as well.
Sure. Okay.
And follow me on Instagram, @_C_SA. Mm-hmm. On Facebook, it's @SA1. Mm-hmm. On TikTok, it's @C_SA4.
Mm-hmm. And on YouTube?
On YouTube, it's @C_SA.
Okay.
But if you search Sbatli, you're going to see it. There's a visualizer of this song that's playing right now.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Anything we can expect from Sbatli in the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be dropping another single, possibly, this year.
For sure.
And then a project early next year under my own company.
Wow. Shout out to that. No, that's beautiful.
Ooh, under my own company.
That's how we close the show. I think it's time for us to say goodbye. No, thank you so much for joining us and for making time for us on MUT Radio. Really appreciate it, man. I think we're going to go to the news. After that, we're going to take some few pictures.
Yes,
we have to. Definitely. No, thank you so much for joining us, Sbahle. Beautiful. It's not hers personally about here, but.
I didn't say it's not me.
Uh-huh.
Probably it's me.
Probably. We may never know.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.